Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Google announced it will start selling its own Titan security keys. The keys, which act as a universal second factor, similar to YubiKey, are available in USB or Bluetooth versions to Google Cloud customers now, and eventually will be on sale for everyone. Google also introduced context-aware access that will let system administrators define information like IP address or time of day that can help identify users. Valve launched Steam Chat to all users Tuesday, an upgrade to the platform's built-in chat function with new features similar to Discord. It includes the ability to create voice and text channels, support for embedding videos, pictures, and tweets, and the ability to invite someone with a link. Facebook Hong Kong Limited registered a subsidiary in China. Facebook said it planned to use the subsidiary to focus on training and workshops for software developers, similar to hubs it runs in France, Brazil, India, and Korea. However, shortly after the registration was reported, the online listing in the government database disappeared, and a source told the New York Times that approval had been withdrawn. Supposedly, the Cyberspace Administration of China had not been consulted by local officials who initially approved the registration. Chrome 68 now marks any website delivered without HTTPS as not secure. A secure connection can prevent ad injections and crypto mining, among other things. The warning will appear in the address bar next to the URL in gray. CertCC has sent out a security advisory regarding a Bluetooth vulnerability discovered by scientists from the Israeli Institute of Technology, Lior Newman and Eli Biham. Pairing devices do not sufficiently validate elliptic curve parameters used to generate public keys during a Diffie-Hellman key exchange. If that doesn't make sense to you, here's the result. An attacker in range of two devices with the bug could get the encryption key and recover the data sent between the two devices during what should be a secure connection. Apple, Broadcom, Intel, and Qualcomm have all deployed fixes for the vulnerability, and the Bluetooth Special Interest Group has updated the specification. Snap Vice President of Hardware Mark Randall, the head of Snap's Spectacles division, has left the company. Randall took over Snap Lab in September and oversaw the release of version 2 of Spectacles in April. Senior Vice President of Engineering Jerry Hunter will now lead the Snap division. Mozilla Program Manager Chris Peterson highlighted an issue with YouTube's recent redesign that causes it to run slow in any browser but Chrome. The redesign relies on a deprecated API that only Chrome implements. The solution is to force YouTube to run in its classic mode. Firefox users can do that by downloading the YouTube Classic extension. If you're on Safari or Edge, you'll need to use Tamper Monkey and a user script. The packaging for Microsoft's adaptive controller is also accessible, just like the controller itself. If you don't remember, the controller has two large programmable buttons and 19 jacks for accessible accessories. And now the packaging includes loops, multiple access points, hinges, levers, and ribbons to make it easy to unpack, even if you're someone who uses teeth to open things. The adaptive control is $100 and arrives in September. Tsinghua, China's top state chip manufacturer, has agreed to acquire French smart chip components maker Lingxian for about 2.2 billion euros. Lingxian makes connectors for smart card reading and antennas for contactless payments, among other things. Regulators in France and Germany, as well as the company's own union, will need to approve the deal. Tsinghua also owns a stake in Germany's Dialog Semiconductor. Messaging app maker Line has acquired a controlling stake in Korean game studio Next Floor and will merge it with its game division to form a Line Games subsidiary. Next Floor's Dragonflight has gained 14 million users since its launch in 2012. Finally, blockchain company Tron has acquired BitTorrent, the file-sharing company. Tron founder Justin Sun says Tron is now the largest decentralized internet ecosystem in the world. BitTorrent says it doesn't plan to change its products or services after the acquisition, and it says it won't start mining cryptocurrency. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.